A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the people said, "He cast out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." Others, to test Jesus, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But Jesus knew that they were thinking what they were thinking and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls upon house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out the demons by Beelzebul. Now if I cast out the demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor in which he trusted and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders through waterless regions looking for a resting place. But not finding any, it says, "I will return to my house from which I came." When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they enter and live there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. The Gospel of the Lord. I think almost all of us relish photos. Photos of our family and friends, of our vacations and experiences, or slideshows, the TV itself, films, and now YouTube and PowerPoint presentations. All of these are powerful images and sounds which help us to capture the meaning of things, of values and experiences that we have. I think that Jesus' miracles and parables are just like that, audiovisual presentations for his time. The parables would be the audio part, Jesus telling the story. The miracles, they're the visuals. Today's gospel reading from Luke is about a man who is cured of a demon, which provokes kind of an opposition or all sorts of questions about the source of Jesus' power. The truth of the miracle, however, stands without question. It's an event that happened, and the man is either possessed by a demon or he isn't. It was more real than a photo or video, and the Pharisees did not even question whether it had just happened, but only where Jesus was coming from. Today, we benefit from these miracle stories and the parables that Jesus told, thanks to the scriptures, because we too need to know of God's work in our lives and to have an experience of the divine today. If not, we remain kind of empty, sort of superficial faith, and we lack the force of the sound and light in our faith. It's like this final story that Jesus gives to defend his own miracle. He says, "If the man is cleansed of the unclean spirit, but doesn't put anything in its place, the hollowness will be filled with even more demons when they come back." So it's not enough to be freed of demons. What would you put in its place? It's best to fill up our lives with religious audio visuals, I say, with the clean Spirit of God, with substance, not absence. Coincidentally, today is the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. How appropriate, with this gospel reading, to celebrate the tradition of the Rosary, which is nothing other than an audio-visual of the life of Christ on prayer beads. I would only have to say, for example, the title of one of the Mysteries of the Rosary, and you would immediately get in your mind a photo or a painting, an icon, an image of that moment in Jesus' life, a visual such as the Annunciation. You might see the angel talking to Mary, probably a Fra Angelico-type painting, right? Or if I say, the Scourging at the Pillar, some will think of Gibson's movie, The Passion. All of these are images of the life of Christ that we place in our prayer and in our hearts as we pray the Rosary. So the Rosary is like an audiovisual presentation with 20 slides called Mysteries, helping us fill up our empty hearts and minds and our homes with the Spirit of God instead of demonic spirits. So, happy Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary to you all, and I hope you enjoy the audiovisual of your faith when you pray the Rosary today.